بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. ونبي لبابة بشير بن عبد المنذر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من لم يتغن بالقرآن فليس منا. رواه أبو داود بإسناد جيد. ومعنى يتغنى يحسن صوته بالقرآن. Just to recap or refresh our memories, the chapter which we are currently discussing, the virtue or the encouragement that is given to beautify one's voice when reciting the Qur'an. Recite the Qur'an in a beautiful, or if you want to use the term, melodious voice. And the virtue or the encouragement that is given, that person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with a beautiful voice or is able to render the Qur'an in a beautiful manner, to seek from such a person to recite for you. And then, very, very important, istima'u lana laha, listen with great attention, devotion and concentration. The hadith which I just mentioned, we began the discussion previously, but there also, because of the passage of time, we will just touch on the first aspect of this hadith which we discussed. The narrator is a Sahabi with the agronym, or if you want to call it nickname, Abu Lubaba, agroman. He was known as Abu Lubaba, but his actual name is Bashir ibn Abd al-Munzir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He was from the Aus tribe of Madina Munawwara, accepted Islam ostensibly in the 12th year of the Nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his absence in Badr from Madina Munawwara, he was appointed as the governor of Madina Munawwara. Also during the battle of Qaynuqa and Sawiq, he was made the governor of Madina Munawwara. One Sahabi narrates about him, Abdullah bin Ubaidullah bin Ziyad, says that marra bina Abu Lubaba. Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed by us, in other words, in Madina Munawwara. We followed him hatta dakhala baytahu, until he entered his home. And then he describes the Sahabi. فَإِذَا هُوَ رَجُلٌ رَثُّ الْبَيْتِ وَرَثُّ الْهَيْئَةِ. He was a man with great austerity and simplicity. So far as his home, he says, we entered the home and we found the very, very stark provisions in that home. Now for somebody in Medina in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to comment that someone's home was very, very simple, we can see the level of austerity that the Sahabi adopted in his life, how simple he lived. And he says, رَثُّ الْهَيْئَةِ, his clothing, everything about him gave the message of absolute simplicity, lack of excess, lack of israf and extravagance in day-to-day life. And this we find is part of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At times, Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the salah would be delayed. Why? Because the one set of clothing that he had not yet dried. He would wait for it to dry to put it on to perform the salah. That was the extent of the simplicity of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sahaba, obviously, they made every attempt possible to follow the beautiful and noble example of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith, like I mentioned, the first part of it we discussed at length. It's important to understand that, to contextualize the wording of ahadith, we look for what is the root word. And obviously, a hadith particularly like this, wherein a very, very severe warning is given. Obviously, logically, based on Quran, hadith, other ahadith, the severity of the crime has to match the severity of the warning. Outwardly, that does not appear to be the case in this particular hadith. Why? Just to recap the translation. Abu Lubaba Bashir bin Abdul Munzir radiallahu anhu says that Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that person that does not render the recitation of the Quran in a melodious and beautiful voice. He is not from us. He is not from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now that is a very, very severe warning for Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say that you are not from us. You are not from my ummah. And here, what is the crime that the hadith is talking about? Not reading in a beautiful voice. Whereas we learn from other ahadith that if you read the Quran, every letter Allah is rewarding you. There the condition or this addition is not there that it has to be in a melodious or beautiful voice. So the first, many scholars have looked at the zurut word, yataghanna. Now, to understand, like I said, not very often, to understand what the meaning of a hadith is, in the Arabic language particularly, we look at the root word. Now, yataghanna man lam yataghanna bil Quran. That person who does not recite the Quran with ghina. Now, ghina, while it means music, or while it means reading in a melodious way, there is another meaning of ghina also. What is that? That is the meaning of istighna, to be independent. Or it has connotations of wealth. Like we find in one hadith, laysa al-ghina an kathrat al-arad. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, laysa al-ghina an kathrat al-arad. Having a lot of possessions doesn't make you wealthy. Inna al-ghina ghina al-nafs. He said, true wealth is the wealth of the heart, independence of the heart, contentment of the heart. So this word ghina has connotations, one of independence. Now if you look at the hadith in that light, what does it mean? مَنْ لَمْ يَتَغَنَّ بِالْقُرْآنِ. In other words, يَسْتَغْنِ بِهِ عَنْ غَيْرِهِ بِحَيْثُ يَطْلُبُ الْهُدَى مِنْ سِوَاهُ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا لَا شَكْ إِنَّ مَنْ طَلَبَ الْهُدَى مِنْ غَيْرِ الْقُرْآنِ أَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ. What it means is that person who does not have this conviction in his heart that the only source of hidayat is Quran, be totally reliant on Allah's kalam over everything else. And particularly today, in an era where we look around us, science in certain quarters is pushing forward this theory of evolution, this idea of the origin of man being some amoebic cell in the ocean, just a clump of mass that divided itself, etc. All sorts of absolute, batil, baseless theories are being put forward. And we find that these things are being put forward in the light of knowledge, that as being presented as if they are knowledge, and as if they are being supported by scientific or empirical evidence. What is our solution? What is our protection? Quran. Quran has the answer to every one of these systems of batil. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, then I am leaving you behind, but I am leaving behind me two things. If you will hold on to this, لَن تَذِلُّ, you will never go astray. كِتَابُ اللَّهُ وَسُنَّةَ نَبِيِّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. One is the Qur'an, and the other is the walking, talking Qur'an, the way of Muhammad, the way of the Qur'an, and that was the life of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this conviction in the heart, that if we have the Qur'an, we need nothing else. And to gain guidance, let us put the Qur'an first over everything else. You want to do scientific analysis, nothing wrong. Qur'an encourages that, to look around you, to learn from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it has to be done with this conviction that the absolute authority is the Qur'an. Anything that goes against the Qur'an is lies. And it is treachery and it is deviation. لا شك أن من طلب الهدى من غير القرآن. There is absolutely no doubt that if someone seeks guidance or seeks the answers to any question that is troubling him, having moved away from the Qur'an, أضله الله, Allah Ta'ala will deviate such a person. Second meaning of ghina is that of wealth or that of independence. So now if you look at it in that light, what does this mean? مَنْ لَمْ يَتَغَنَّ بِالْقُرْآنِ مَنْ لَمْ يَتَغَنَّ بِالْقُرْآنِ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. That person who Allah has blessed with the Quran. If he doesn't acknowledge the wealth that Allah has given him, and he looks at someone who doesn't have the Quran but has dunya, and thinks that man has been given something better than what he has been given, then, in other words, من قرأ القرآن فرأى أن أحدا أوتي أفضل مما أوتي فقد استصغر ما عظمه الله. Allah gave you the Quran and you are looking at others, you are looking at their worldly wealth and their pomp and their splendor, and you feel that you have less and they have more. You have demeaned and humiliated and shown a deep lack of appreciation for that which Allah has elevated. You have demeaned what Allah has elevated. فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا, so he is not from us. In other words, from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The third meaning is the more popular meaning that is given to this hadith. مَنْ لَمْ يَتَغَنَّ بِالْقُرْآنِ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا, the one who does not render the recitation of the Quran in a melodious voice. Like Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, in the footnote of this hadith, he says, يَتَغَنَّ يُحَسِّنُ صَوْتَهُ بِالْقُرْآنِ, the one who beautifies the Quran or beautifies his voice when reciting the Quran. Like we find in the riwayat of Tabarani, حُسْنُ الصَّوْتِ زِينَةُ الْقُرْآنِ, beautiful voice is the decoration of the Quran. Abdul Razak narrates, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ حِلْيَةٌ وَحِلْيَةُ الْقُرْآنِ الصوت الحسن. Everything has a jewelry, has something precious or beautiful or a decoration that is attached to it. The decoration and the jewelry and the precious stones of the Quran, الصوت الحسن, is a beautiful voice. As is mentioned in this riwayat of Abu Lubaba, and the addition with the Sahabi says, I accompanied him home. And at that time, I saw the simplicity or the austerity of the home of Abu Lubaba, Abu Lubaba Bashir bin Abdul Munzir. And at that time, he mentioned to me these words that he had heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: "Man lam yataghanna bil Quran, falaysa minna." That person who does not render the recitation of the Quran in a beautiful voice, he is not from us. He is not from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So at that time he says, we ask this question to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: fa illam yakun hasanus sawt. Ya Rasulullah, not everyone Allah has blessed them with a beautiful voice. Sometimes a person tries to read beautifully, others listening to him have to labor to listen to him. There's no attraction in his voice whatsoever. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, Ya Rasulullah, you have warned us, laysa minna, he's not from amongst us who doesn't read the Quran in a beautiful voice. What happens? Lam yakun hasanus sawt. Naturally, he doesn't have a beautiful voice. So his rendition of the Quran is not in a beautiful manner. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hassinhu mastata'a. Hassinhu mastata'a. Try and beautify it to the best of your ability. In other words, don't just read Quran anyhow. First of all, read with the rules of tajweed, and then attempt to the best of your ability to read in a beautiful manner. If you run out of time, we'll continue, inshallah.